the latest buzz on Netflix, Apple TV, Amazon Prime, and more.
Okay, so let's begin with highlighting the latest releases of what's out in theaters. We got some big releases, starting off with the political drama. Bear in mind, this is fictional. The political drama, Civil War. Now, this is a movie that's set in a dystopian future America where the United States of America isn't so united. And so two major warring factions split up. Specifically, from what I understand here is, I think it's more than two warring factions, but basically things have fell apart in the country of the United States, and there are now divided forces all basically at war with one another. And you can think of it as a modern American Civil War taking place. The movie doesn't really explain why the Civil War has happened, but it does take a little bit of, life imitating art, or art imitating life, in a way where, you know, America at the moment is a bit divisive. There is a lot of division, a lot of fraction, politically speaking. So I guess this movie is building on that in a sort of like a extreme or radicalized scenario where the United States does split up and it has civil war. But it really focuses on a group of photojournalists who are trying to race towards Washington, D.C. before these warring factions descend upon the White House. And this has been a very politically charged movie with a lot of social and political commentary. A lot of the discussion behind it comes off as it's a movie that's supposed to warn or scare us about what would happen if things do go the wrong way and a country like the U.S. and how a nation which was once united falls apart and becomes an enemy from within. I can't say too much about that, but if you're someone who is interested in watching this movie, check it out. This is called Civil War, and it's now out in theaters. Then we still have Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. This is the latest installment in the MonsterVerse franchise, where the last movie was Godzilla versus Kong. This time it's Godzilla working with King Kong to fight against another greater threat, which is pretty cool. I love seeing the MonsterVerse kind of expand in this direction, which shows a lot of promise to what we could expect in future MonsterVerse movies. Legendary Studios has really knocked it off the park with this particular franchise. It's a balance of, you know, epic scale battles while also, you know, that sort of mindless action fun that comes along with it. So if you're down for it, check it out. This is Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, and it's now out in theaters. And then we have the latest animated feature film from DreamWorks, and this is Kung Fu Panda 4. I've watched this movie. I have my gripes about it. It's not as good as the last three, but it's still a noteworthy installment that focuses again on the Panda Po, which is voiced by Jack Black, who basically now has become a kung fu master and has been now tasked to find his own success, his own student, someone who could succeed him to become the next dragon warrior. And if you're someone who's caught up with the Kung Fu Panda movies, you love them, you've watched them as a kid or even as an adult, then check out Kung Fu Panda 4, which is now out in theaters. This next one is a personal favorite of mine. I hope to review it very soon. This is The Monkey Man, or just Monkey Man, and it's directed and starring Dev Patel. Honestly, he's someone that I've grown to really, really like. He came from movies like The Slam Dunk Millionaire and most recently The Green Knight, and this is his directorial debut. And honestly, it's a movie. This is an action flick, but it's one that I'm honestly it caught me off guard. It's very refreshing to watch, and the best part about it is it takes a lot of strong inspiration from movies like John Wick. you know. This is a revenge action film, and talks about an Indian man who has suffered a tremendous amount of trauma and tragedy in his childhood. And so, scarred from that lifetime of trauma, he is on a vengeful quest to eliminate those who have brought harm not only to him, but to those he has dearly loved. It's a very gritty, it's a very, you know, just dark and almost like filthy revenge story, and it is really executed very well. Some of the fight scenes are probably, it's up there with some of the best movies, action movies I have seen. And honestly, for his first directorial debut, Dev Patel really knocks it off the park with this one. Check it out. This is called Monkey Man, and it's now out in theaters. And those are the latest releases of what's out in cinema. If I miss out on any other big release, do let me know. Text me at 4215 It's Lot or Do. Would love to hear from you guys. We're going to take a short break, and coming up next, we're going to be highlighting the latest releases of what's out in streaming. We're talking Netflix, Amazon Prime, Apple TV Plus, and so much more right here on The Evening Buzz. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Pulse 95.
Pulse 95.
So right before the break, I highlighted the latest releases of what's out in theaters. Some, a bit of a recap. So some of the movies I talked about was Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, Monkey Man, Civil War, and Kung Fu Panda 4. Now let's move on to the latest releases of what's out on streaming. Starting off with Amazon Prime, this has been their exclusive premiere of Fallout. This is a live action adaptation, a video game, a live action adaptation of the very popular video game RPG that is Fallout. And it's basically set in an alternate universe where America becomes, it gets bombed by nuclear weapons against communist China. And it turns into a post-apocalyptic wasteland. And the story takes place hundreds of years after that incident, and basically seeing an almost transformed world, a world that can never go back to the way it was, but perhaps could end up repeating the very same thing that caused its utter destruction. There's a running theme behind Fallout, and that is war never changes. And it's focused on a character who actually lives in one of the confined nuclear shelter vaults underground that survived the nuclear bombs, and is set out on a quest to find her father that was abducted by a group of raiders, only for that journey to uncover all sorts of dark secrets about the vaults and perhaps even her father. Check it out. This is Fallout, and it's now available on Amazon Prime. And then we're moving to Netflix. There is a really interesting documentary series called Hack Your Health, The Secrets of Your Gut. And you get to basically delve into the digestive system with some really lighthearted and informative segments that help demystify the role of what gut really does for your health and how it plays in our overall well-being. I think this is great for those who want to better understand their personal health and how the gut plays a major role in your anatomy, something that is still to this day being researched, and all sorts of interesting breakthroughs are being discovered about the secret power of your gut and how your gut health really is as important as anything else. So check it out. This is Hack Your Health, The Secrets of Your Gut, and it's now available on Netflix. And then we have a spin-off series from the Sandman universe. This is called Dead Boy Detectives, and it basically is a series that follows two teenagers who have died, who have passed away, but forged an alliance in the afterlife. And united in death, they are determined to remain inseparable, even if it means dodging all sorts of witches, eluding hell, and outsmarting death himself. And so they basically try to have their own little little spectral agency that solves supernatural cases. And if you're down for that, check it out. This is Dead Boy Detectives, and it's now out on Netflix. Then we have the new installment in the sci-fi epic that is Rebel Moon, directed by Zack Snyder. And honestly, this is his attempt to try to make a very ambitious sci-fi saga, but one that is perhaps not at the level of Star Wars or even Dune. Still, it's serviceable at best, and if you've watched the first part that came out earlier in 2023 and you are somewhat invested, then check out Rebel Moon Part 2, The Scar Giver. And then we have one that is a personal favorite. It's available on OSN Plus. This is Conan O'Brien Must Go. Now, Conan O'Brien is a very famous late-night talk show host. He has long since been on television hosting a show. He has been running a podcast in the meantime, and he's been working on this sort of like documentary comedy series with HBO where he just travels the world, and we get to really see in his eyes some really different cultures, different people, and you can see a little bit of his iconic comedic performances, his improv. He's always somebody that likes to kind of make everyone laugh in the same room, you know, try to crack a smile, become the kind of the clown of the group. And it's nice to see the different reactions and just the, how people react to his, you know, very interesting and personal comedic style. And it's just another, it's a fun way of the normal generic travel shows where you see people just go to different countries and they're all very there's nothing wrong with that, but what if you had a guy who travels around the world and kind of goofs around a bit, you know, and acts a bit silly and kind of crack a joke or two while also learning a lot about those countries and their cultures and their heritage and their history. So if you're down for that and you're a fan of Conan O'Brien, then check out Conan O'Brien Must Go. And now it's available on OSN Plus. And those are the latest releases of what's out on streaming. If I missed out on anything, and believe me, there's always something coming out and I don't get the chance to cover in the short amount of time, do text me and join in the conversation at 4215. Ed Slaughter, dude, would love to hear from you guys. We're going to take a short break, and coming up next, we're going to be highlighting the latest releases of video games that are out this week right here on the Evening Buzz. Stay tuned. So this past hour, we've been highlighting the latest releases of what's been out on in theaters, what's been out in streaming for this week, and now we get to our last segment, highlighting the latest releases of what's out in video games for this week. Starting off with, honestly, an indie surprise. This is called Another Crab's Treasure, and it's basically a Souls-like video game that... Where you play as a crab fighting against all sorts of sea creatures, and you're on this grand quest to retrieve your repossessed shell because you're a crab, and you have to unravel the sinister mysteries of the polluted water. And again, it takes a lot of its inspiration from Dark Souls, so combat wise, mechanic wise, it plays like a plays exactly like a Souls-like. So if you're expecting tough enemies, tough mob enemies, bosses, boss weapons, all these things that you know and love about Souls-like games is here, but it's done with just enough distinct style and art direction that honestly it stands out as something very you could tell it pays homage to exactly the genre that inspired it. And if you're interested, you can check it out. This is available now on PC, Switch, Xbox, and PlayStation. Again, it's called Another Crab's Treasure. Then we have the fast-paced hack and slash RPG. I wouldn't say it's RPG. I'd say it's a hack and slash game. This is Stellar Blade, and this game has drawn a little bit of controversy because, unfortunately, some of its art direction has upset a few people in the West. It's they claim that it's a bit derogatory and it's a bit provocative. It doesn't represent realistic beauty standards, except I don't believe in this. It's a video game, take it easy. But basically, Stellar Blade definitely wears its inspiration on shoulders. Big games like Bayonetta and Nier Automata is definitely at the core of its inspiration. Basically, Stellar Blade is a narrative-driven action adventure where you get to step in the shoes of a hero tasked with saving humanity from the brink of oblivion. And basically, you are somewhat of a, think of yourself as a android who is trying to uncover the secrets of why the world is in danger and what exactly is this unknown threat, wrapped around a really stylistic and pretty solid hack and slash combat. So if you're down for it, check it out. This is Stellar Blade, and it's now out on PlayStation exclusively. And then we have Manor Lords, and this was I had to talk about this because it was probably just this week alone the top seller on Steam. And Manor Lords is a strategic it's a strategic simulator where you get to build yourself a medieval village. You get to maintain its citizens, you get to help it thrive, and also build yourself an army. It's got all these little intricate micromanaging RTS mechanics that if you're someone who is down for, you know, if you're someone who loves, you know, civilization games, you would definitely be into this. But the theme alone is what really makes it amazing, because you get to play as a medieval lord, and you basically are building your humble beginnings from a small village and nurture it into a city, and then efficiently oversee resources and production chains, while also eventually going into like a dominion conquest situation. But it definitely draws a lot of inspiration from intricate art and architecture games, and it has a lot of authenticity to it. And like I said, it's doing very well in terms of tops, being one of the top sellers of this week. So I had to talk about this because there's a lot of hype behind it. And yeah, if you're someone who loves, you know, micromanaging RTS simulator games, then check out Manor Lords, and it's now available on PC. And then we have Fallout 4. Now, Fallout 4 has been out for 8 years, but this is a next-gen upgrade for console players who probably are jumping back into Fallout 4 after watching the live-action series on Amazon. Ever since that show came out just recently, there's been a lot of hype and a revitalized interest for the Fallout franchise, and people are going back playing those games. And Bethesda decided to come out with a next-gen upgrade for Fallout 4, specifically offering a performance mode. So now your game can run and look much better frame rate rise if you're playing on the PlayStation 5 or the Xbox Series X. So if you're down for that, check it out. Fallout 4 is a pretty decent action-adventure RPG game. I played it almost, like I said, I played that game back in 2016. It's pretty solid. I enjoyed it for what it is. And I have been tempted to revisit it as well. But I think for newcomers, it's definitely going to be, now with the next-gen upgrade, it's going to be a lot more welcoming. And those are, for the most part, the latest releases of movies, shows, and video games for this week. And believe me, there's a lot more that comes out, but with my short amount of time on the show, I can't cover everything. But I'll be sure to cover more of it next week right here on The Evening Buzz. And that pretty much wraps up our program for this hour. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I'll see you guys tomorrow from 8 till 9 p.m. Keeping you guys busy and entertained all throughout the weekend shift, only here on Pulse 95. This is Mikhail Atiyah signing out. Have a good one.
If you liked this episode of The Evening Buzz, drop a like and subscribe. Be sure to follow us on Instagram for all our daily updates and top stories.